through forests, open doors they came, stalking dance flutes fairies wear. The frost was gone, but the sun hadn't come, so in gloom beneath the clouds, the flame dusts rushed, hesitating behind the trees, between dashes of invasion. The fairies knew that once each century, since time had begotten them, Flambus came. How the rumor started that the dance booths were treasure was only surmised. One story goes that a wayward fairy, who had lost a boot and needed help to find it, so told the Flambus this true tale, not to be told. And since then, they'd come hunting. But Flambus are strange. They have different ways the fairy did not consider. Frost is a shield to their entrance, and sun is an arrow of light from which they flee. So they come on the rarest occasions in search of the treasured dance boots. Extinction is common for them. They breed much or never at all. But phoenix-like resurrections cause the persistence you now observe. Once one of them found a dance boot and didn't know it was for feet. With such a small head, with a turn at the back, the Flambus made it a hat. Quite clearly, a fairy can furnish two Flambus with hats for the head, but dance boots as hats, and magic at that, puts the Flambus in fits till he's dead. So the mortal Flambus could never tell the woe, and the fairy snatched the dance boot back as the departed Flambus fell. The Flambus didn't reason. He couldn't if he would. He only saw the inverted dance as a sacred transformation. So tales are told lifelong, the day the Flambus go through the open doors of the forest in search of the dance food hats. The inspiration of each Flambus is the inverted dance of the tale, in which one of their kind, inspired with his find, and never could say the word fail. Flambus enlightenment is called, achieved by but one of their kind, reported with much elaboration, and superlatives which come with such rarity. For them to abandon this effort, the fairies must bear the truth of the matter. But will they hear? The notion is, with such information, that it is simply a plan to preserve all the dance boots for themselves, denying them hats, especially ones that enlighten. You decode the foregoing tale. These few clues can be added along. Dance boots have meaning apparent. Fairies are fictionally real, but the Flambus are the key to the code, and the shape of their heads the mark. Perhaps you'll know who they are if you look for them in the dark.